everybody. Thank you so much for coming. It's so nice to see so many people. It's so rainy. So I guess maybe some of you have been to this series before, which is always like such a delight. I really want to say thank you to Deanna for having us. It's so lovely to be in this room, which I always find so beautiful. So this is my second book. It's called Feel Happier in 9 Seconds, which is a title I stole from a cover article in Cosmo. And I'm gonna start by reading you guys the title. I was told to read for like 25 minutes, which seems like a crazy long time, but I will try. If you guys get bored, feel free to go out in the hallway and talk amongst yourselves. okay. So, feel happier in 9 seconds. I learned the secret of serenity by waterboarding daffodils. My Buddha is landfill. My mantra choked from a bluebird's neck. It's ruthless, the pursuit of happiness. 18 seconds have elapsed. My happiness is twice your size, gold chained to a lamppost. It strains its waistcoat as it grows. Flog a sunbeam, harness a cloud. You should be feeling 5 times happier now. The world is your Kleenex. It's been a long 63 seconds in Attawapiskat, but my happiness swells diamond mines, slobbers parasol knobs on the Rhine. I sweeten my cantaloupe with stolen breast milk. Peak joy is at 9 times 9. Saddle up, dear. An asteroid of happiness is blasting through the atmosphere. Does this sound fine? Is that okay? Do you want me to try to make the microphone go up now that I've wrecked it?
Well, it seems you're taking a pause now.
Yeah.
Whoa. Let's bring it up a little.
Whoa.
Yeah.
It's like the cannon arm.
Yeah.
A little joke from people in the old definition of what the cannon arm is. I actually don't totally know what it is, but I know it's something. is that better? Yeah? I mean, okay, great. All right. So this one is called Our Baby. I'm the father of symbolic logic. You're the mother of all hydroplanes. Our little Mr. Multiverse, tiny and perfect like Joseph Gordon-Levitt, is a hypothetical fire truck vibrating to the planet's ringtone. Schrodinger's womb, a gas tank on the hot wheels of our gene vehicle. Daisy, we do. Daisy, we don't. Daisy, who loves me with the face of mine enemy. I'm the mother of all icebreakers. You're the grandfather clock of the bellowing hour. We're losing light. What about boats or kites or simply the extant marvels of the Doge's palace, thought experiments to the whimsical tune of the scientific mood, art irritating life. In the sweet fog of dryer exhaust, you see a heart-shaped checkmark. I see a rival for your affection. The 6th mass extinction nibbles the next decade with a mini stapler's kitten teeth. Our baby holds up a vial on an island. Daisy, you're an apple with a pig in its mouth. The milk truck pulls up, delivers 2 Dalmatians, 1 leash. So as I mentioned, the title is drawn from Cosmo, which is, I don't say this as a rude thing, but a sort of non-literary source. And throughout the book, there are titles drawn from other kinds of writings. Ads and newspapers and various things. So this one is steals a title from the title of an alternative physics paper from the 1970s. It's called Higher Intelligence is Us in the Future. And this poem actually has 3 silences, which I'm going to indicate as best I can, but kind of like squinting and like pausing, and like you guys will know that this is this silence, and then I'll like do it again and it'll be like a next silence. So that will hopefully make sense to you guys. Okay. Higher intelligence is us in the future. It all happened only 25 daughters from here, when a brilliant physicist's murdered girlfriend sat up and said, "I've got it. Our planet is the lost balloon, mourned by the birthday boy in the moon." Her lungs were full of superfluid helium. She talked like a chipmunk. "You and I have a future coma patient's brainwaves, a white leather six-piece luggage set of which I'll die possessed. Since we first flubbed naming shapes, we've floated like shades at the back of the classroom. An enslaved monk on a Thai shrimp boat wants me to say that in Pig Latin, and are roughly the same. Also, ude, otne, etle, emve, ilke, ime. Some CIA lingo is totally impregnable, like that 70s psychokinetic spying program called ESP espionage. The internet is a box in San Francisco. Whales hit their heads on our workflow. A medievalist studying the 27th century feels a pang, a frisson, like tassels brushing a handmaiden or dog. We drop our pencils in lockstep. I fail, you fail, we fail. By now, a crow playing chicken with a window has more direction than us. Alone in the bleachers, cheering the grass and the vast, time-like curve of your ass, the whole football field lights up. It's the size of a football field and glowing. Held aloft, we doze as if in an off-season ski lift, our Mary Janes black over green-sleeved hills of May, a swelling blur like the mom being beckoning us with pancakes. Thanks, so many thanks, are due to the online sleep community, whose tireless efforts have cracked the combination to a lucid grayness, awaiting us all the transformative joys of the white noise palette. Rain on car roof, rain under a bridge on a boat, night car drive from Munich to Ingolstadt during rain, once we've learned to relax. Okay. Read you guys one more one that's sort of from the freeform part of the book, and then I'm going to get into some of the sections that are inspired by studies of synesthesia. So one more normal one and then some other ones that are more weird. Page 50. Okay. This one was, is this microphone supposed to be down here? It seems fine. It seems to just prefer it down there, which I feel fine about.
It's just got a mind of its own.
Yeah, see? It's like performance art.
Okay, steady.
Is that better?
It's more, it's a little close to your mouth now.
Okay, yeah. It's usually where I speak from, but it's true. Speaking from the heart is something I should learn. okay, this is called Self-Portrait with an Armload of Parrots. On a good day, my beard is a flock of nihilists who mock my desires. My nose hairs flaunt my despair. My cheeks shriek like war correspondents. My greenest cockatoo tells me there are two kinds of people in this world, those who use deductive reasoning. I was not in the world when I stowed away in the Himalayas, pitching four kinds of steak to eight kinds of jaguar over six kinds of temple wall, composing an exhaustive list of pasta shapes I missed. Spaghettini, I wrote. Cannelloni, I wrote. Ghost face under the pall of paradise's canopy. I hid my features like nuts for winter, stashed my crow's feet in ladies' slippers, flipped my ear under a rototiller. The FBI knows me by my irises, but Cecis agrees my orchid is prettier. These blood-stained galoshes won't solve the cold case of the equal pay blues. I'm a glitter bomb on a bike, a swarm of pure reason streaking the crossing guard. I never saw her coming, he'll confide, to the circle of daylight at the end of the water slide. Two kinds of anger, the spoken. Two kinds of clothing, the mentionable. Y'all are a flower stall selling reincarnations. Obvious in my crisp poncho, I jog past, my scuba mask caked with vanishing cream. My personal tragedian assures me that madness can be resolved into beauty, like when a swan is unfolded into a lovely towel. Okay, so I'm gonna talk a little bit about these next two sections. The first one is called Roji Biv, or Recital of Your Gently Burning Perfections. And for this section, like, I went through a period where I was reading a lot of studies as part of my job, and one of the studies that I read was about grapheme color synesthesia, so like people who have a very visceral experience of colors being matched to letters. So you see A in green, for example, or you see B in purple. And one of the findings was about, I guess even like this kind of synesthesia is like very rare. Like it's sort of, it's a very small percentage of the population who have it. But most people kind of feel some sense of association between different letters of the alphabet and certain colors. And some of those associations are weirdly common. Like a lot of people feel like A is red. Like for me, I do kind of feel like A is red, and I'm not a synesthete. And so one of the findings that they have found in a lot of different studies is like people associate colors with the letters that start the name of the color. So for a lot of people, B is blue, or like G is green. And so I constructed a sequence around the letter sets in the color names. So all of the titles of the poems are acronyms of the color name. And then I use the letter set of the color name. So for red, R-E-D. And I use those letters as the basis for the vocabulary that's in the poem. And I don't know if you guys will be able to like feel it, but I feel like for me, I was trying to make it so that I'm not like listing things that are red in the red poem, but that I'm trying to make those letters feel red and to give that feeling of redness. So I'm gonna try a couple of those ones on you guys. I'm gonna try the orange one, which like for me, I guess orange is like kind of like dusty and like made me think of like deserts and that kind of thing. So this is called On Regaining a Newborn's Glorious Empire. We rode the sagebrush to where organ donors grin like boomerangs on a high of renunciation. Romans 16:4. Yea, for the gory nightgowns of the righteous shall be rebuttoned. It's true, I've seen the brindled canyons, layers of reportage in angels' copperplate. Ding dong, that's my nostalgia registering on the Geiger counter, an arid narrowing. I've been a laughingstock in organdy with marigolds for earrings. My erogenous zones, the slaughterhouse of the bungalow. I'm trading in all that for a wild Mustang and the guarantee of an empty bandwagon. Here I am, tossing a gnarled tangerine to my ranch hand's gyno, gunning the roaring Nuosphere's gorgeous engine. So that was orange, and I'm gonna read you guys just one other one from that sequence, which is which is the blue one. So that letter set is B-L-U-E, and it is called Bell's Liberty Undue Exaltation. I blew a baleful valentine to Napoleon in Elba. What with your bulrush libido and the bleary albatross latched to my earlobe, life in La Ligne Aérienne is coming unglued. All my unbillable hours delivering boiled water lilies in a wheelbarrow. It's enough to give Lillian Hellman the collie wobbles. I lost a castle, a thimble. I clung to a mineral libretto. I'm drinking for two. My blood is leaky, blustery. It billows with lamb-like culpability. It's richer than you. My celebrity is the empty symbol in the all-white school band. Listen, I'm the club soda you spilled through the crack in freedom's umbrella. I'm the eel-ribboned Easter hat and Belarusian diamonds. Listen, you won't believe who's back, my flibbertigibbet hymen. A clang from the clush tolling the closing of heaven's last hyperlink. And so I'm just going to read three more bits, and these guys are from the other section of the book that is inspired by a study. And like this section is actually like printed in color. I don't know if you guys can see that, but Coach House was willing to do a very ticklish and frankly expensive thing for me, where all the letters are like printed in colored ink. And this study was, so if you are a person who has letter color synesthesia, usually your associations are idiosyncratic. Like if I'm a synesthete and Deanna is a synesthete, maybe my B is orange and her B is green, and like they're just usually do not match up. And like no one quite knows why synesthesia happens or like what is with it. Like some people theorize that all developing brains kind of have this capacity, but for most of us it gets kind of pruned off because I guess your brain feels like you don't need it. But in some people those prunings just sort of don't happen, so they end up experiencing this their whole lives. But it's kind of a latent possibility for everyone. And in this study that these guys did, they found 11 people who actually shared identical color associations. And the pattern that these associations exhibited was very regular. It was like every sixth letter was the same color. So it was like A is red, B is orange, C is yellow, D is green, E is blue, F is purple, and then would start over again. And they found that all of these 11 people had, do you guys know those, like Fisher-Price letter magnet sets from the 1970s? So in those sets, the rainbow is mapped onto the alphabet in this sequential way. So this was the first demonstration of a learned synesthetic association. So I just thought that was super cool, and I created a sequence where I used the sets created by those mappings. So like the red set is A, G, S, M, Y, because that's every sixth red letter. And then the orange set is B, N, H, T, Z. And the sequence is called Magnetic Variations on 1 and 6. And the left-hand side of the page, this is like a complicated explanation, but like the left-hand side of the page uses red or one as the base, and each word must contain one or more red letters, and then the other side of the page uses purple as the base, so one or more purple letters. And then as the sequence goes on, the other colors are built up. So in the first, I'm gonna read you guys the first page, in which each word only has to represent one set. So like it starts with red and then goes through the orange and then goes through the yellow. And I'm just gonna read you guys like three from this set, and I'm gonna read you the red ones. So I'm gonna remind you of the color set just so you could maybe try to like have it in mind and notice that those letters are going to appear in every word. So it's A-G-S-M-Y. Except that's not true for this first one, because this is the one where I'm going through the sets. So ignore that for now. Okay. Here's the first one, the first page, where it's just like every 10 lines, the first goes through the red, and then through the orange, and then through the yellow. One, moonrise. A paramilitary team parachute lands. Gas masked against magnolia's fragrance, they steal along passageways, yank a handle. Bust inside, shouting. It's a sauna. Imams and Anglican ministers playing bananagrams, breathing eucalyptus essence. Water honeycombs through rocks, hissing. Steam mists a spymaster's night goggles. A mistake, a sergeant at arms stammers. Magnanimously, a sweaty trainer takes his arm. Bonfire beachside. Nymphets in skin-tight hazmats throw Nebashi Buddhists into tizzies. Blankets dot the sand. Tabbouleh, pate, half-eaten anchovy submarines. At the Banshells benefit concert, Bono mourns the banished monarch butterfly. Zithers battle, vibraphonists harmonize. Buzzed on antihistamines, sneezy Manhattanites compete to snare the enchanted Hampton's panther, his mentholated, wish-granting breath. You're poring over illuminated manuscripts again. Oh, sorry, on your escritoire again. Petulant, I'm cloistered in our orchidarium. I'm clowning in lipstick kissy face, curly wig, rumpled crinolines. I'm accessorized with binoculars. You've forgotten I'm alive. No manual for our century's chiaroscuro of sociosexual mores. I'm jealous of gold trim, medieval songbirds crooning under your magnifying love. It's lonely on this cunnilingus tundra. So that's the first set, and it goes on to cycle through the other colors, but I'm gonna skip ahead to set three. So now the thing that I was saying about how every word contains a red letter, now that is true. And because it's the third cycle in the sequence, every word has to contain three letter sets. And so it cycles through, while red remains constant, the other ones cycle through in order. So it goes through the rainbow, like red, orange, yellow, green, blue, purple. And so in every word, red will be represented, and then on a rotating basis to one or more letters from all the other two, all the other sets. Three. Oh, and I should just say, the thing that was, I mean, a lot of stuff about making this sequence was interesting for me, but the one of the interesting things is that after the first section, is no longer available. After the first two sections, I think the was no longer available. As the words have to be constrained further and further by these sets, grammar is more and more distorted, and it is more and more difficult to form sentences. So just like saying that it was hard and that you guys should be like proud of me that I did it. Three, listen. Romance isn't just finishing each other's bacon cheeseburgers. It's rosebuds, stardust, it's boycotting stuff together. It's toilsome handsprings, it's holy ziggurats, it's Beyonce hiccuping scripture. Honestly, this melancholy's boring. Whose tiara isn't precariously balanced? January's avalanche dislodged mountainside gospel camps. Spoiled pigtail maidens' alpine holidays. Cheerleading camps dug insulated practice pits. Hushed pawn shops sold gramophones playing pantomimes. Oops, silver jingled, grasshoppers clapped. Glockenspiel ripples destroyed jigsaws, swayed dressmakers' models, pushed detectives' deer stalkers cockeyed. Kaleidoscopes trembled. Ducklings quacked crookedly. Planetary destiny seemed equivocal. Nevertheless, Alexandra's threadbare Mexican blanket promised legendary lovemaking. Clam bakes, hollyhocks, summer's ragged textures. You're learning. Milkshakes, cornflakes, nerdy afternoons wearing Renaissance gear, befriending quizmasters. Nearby, glassblowers trumpet delicate lullabies. Chameleons hoax zebras. Modern chromatic prints decorate barber shops. Forests conceal smoldering phoenixes. Soft lamplight finds hard secrets. Eventually, history's fingertips graze everyone's flinching shoulders. And so I'm just going to read one more piece. And this is the very last piece in the section. So in this section, every word must contain, must represent all six sets. So all words are six or more letters long and contain something from all of the sets. Friends, boundless delight hovers, approaches, withdraws, undulates, expects. Whoever's afflicted, rejoicing. Whoever's desolate, gladdening. Whoever's enraptured, crushed. Whoever's flushed, extinguished. Whoever's janissaries, enumerated, unblemished persimmons, shackled. Whoever's kidnappers, operated furtively, liberated. Everyone's reprimanded spaniels. Everyone's laundered modern oldsters, starched leotards. Downstream, philosophers plunge overboard. Friends, demonstrate loving kindness. Whoever's volleyballs deflating, whoever's trumpets tarnished, whoever's bedrooms unfurnished, whoever's scatterbrained, whoever's daydreaming, whoever's overtaken. Everyone's squandering potential. Everyone's merry-go-rounds rusted. Valentines, jamborees, distress, disaster, cherry-cheeked archdukes, disheveled dancers. Friends, everyone's tormented, grizzled, harrowed. Everyone's polished, debonair, hallowed. Whoever's spelunking biographer excavates caverns. Whoever's alpine-dwelling preacher rejects revelations. Whoever's sharpening pencils, whoever's shredding parchment, whoever's untrammeled wilderness, whoever's everyone's favorite person, whoever's saturated radiance captures perfection's invisible blackbird. Thank you.